Hey everyone, it's your girl Ayana.
And this is Delilah.
And we're the non-corporate girls.
Have you missed us or not? Because we missed you guys.
Oh
we
my really god, have. So much. You know, recording is so therapeutic. I just felt like I didn't have my diary.
Yes, and because like we were so on it, and for the month of February, we literally have been MIA. Of course, to know it, like, it was in our direct fault. Shit happened.
Shit happened. But February, like, shit happened.
It was, like, it ruffled our feathers.
It really did. Like, we just couldn't pick ourselves up in February.
It was, like, a snowball effect. And it was a, like, it was crazy because we've been doing so good. We've been on it, the consistent, whatever. Mm-hmm. And not to say that we got comfortable, but we got a little bit comfortable in the sense that, like, relying on people, that's something that we try not to do. And that's what really caused us the whole issue.
Yeah,
and right. We didn't have, like, a fallback plan. Yeah. And, I mean,
and we had to pay for it.
And, yeah, so we've been MIA, but we're back.
We are
and we're
so
never leaving
back.
Again.
We're so back. Oh, my God, we miss you. And there's so much to talk about. So we got to jump right in.
We do. Let's go.
So our theme for the month is setting the bar higher. For those of you who do not know, we launched a campaign, actually, on our Instagram called Set the Bar Higher. Do you want to talk more about it?
Yes. First of all, happy International
Happy
Women's
International
Day.
Happy International Women's
to
Day.
To all our ladies with Style and Grace out there that be supporting us, that, you know, do the damn thing day in and day out. So that was another reason why today is a special day for us.
Oh, today's so special.
Like, me and Ayana are super pumped. Like, I don't know.
We was mad amped about just this recording.
We were and nervous at the same time. Like, if we haven't been doing this, like, we OGs. We want you
are.
In, so we OGs.
I know.
But it was still a little bit nerve-wracking because it was like, you have to find your flow again.
Yeah, it was like that nervous, like, in the excitement.
The excitement, right. So it's International Women's Day. We're here. We launched our campaign. Like, so basically, we actually asked women from March 1st to March 7th to submit a video of themselves answering the questions how they set the bar higher. The whole point was to get you to, like, overcome and face your fears and answer that question and be able to, through that experience, inspire someone. So today...
And most of all, yourself.
Yourself, yep.
Most of all, yourself.
I agree with that. And so, yeah, our dope intern, Carla, she... You know, packaged it beautifully, and the first post went out today.
Yes.
So, guys, definitely follow us on Instagram, participate, share the word, spread the word. We're celebrating you women all month long, and, yeah, we're super excited about it.
Make sure you use the hashtag #SetTheBarHigher, and make sure you tag non-corporate girls on Instagram. Do a 30-second video. Really take some time to... understand why you set the bar higher and share it with everyone, because not only will you inspire yourself, but you'll inspire others, but you get to really see how much of a boss babe you really are, because sometimes we don't give ourselves enough credit.
We sure don't. And also, let me tell you, so a lot of the feedback I've been getting is people being shy to be in front of the camera.
Yeah.
And I shared with those people who reached out to me in confidence that I did my video like 10 times, and literally my final cut was like, All right.
This like
was
basic.
Not even that it was basic. It was like me admitting to the camera, like, I tried this 10 times. I'm trying to perfect it. I'm trying to make it something like rehearsed, and it's not authentic.
Yeah.
Like, so what if, like, I not necessarily stutter, but lose my thought or whatever the case, but I was just focused on who was gonna watch this.
Right.
I was not like really just doing it just to do it. It was like, what would people think after they hear this or whatever? And like, this is what we're trying to move away from. We're constantly, whenever we put something out to the public, we retract because what we think people are gonna say. And a lot of the times, people end up not following through because that reason. And so you hold yourself out of an opportunity. And we want you guys to have endless opportunities and endless possibilities. And so we felt that it was so important to do this campaign to, like, beat all those odds.
Exactly. And as girls who are in and out of, you know, corporate, non-corporate, as we continue to figure out who we are and grow, we felt like this would be a really impactful campaign because we are also putting ourselves on the front line. Like, we did our own videos. Everything we tell you guys to do, we do the same thing.
Right.
And we, you know, not judging, but we, you know, like Delilah said, we're constantly criticizing or critiquing what we're doing. And it's just about being transparent and just, like, putting yourself out there, making yourself yourself uncomfortable, which is why we're really excited about these videos, because it doesn't really matter. It's about the message. It's about how you feel when you're saying it and delivering it.
Absolutely. And it's about improvement.
Yeah.
The whole critiquing is not even to bash. It's like to reassess, do better, pivot. Like,
it's setting the bar higher.
And we're doing that constantly.
Yes. So jumping right into, on a positive note, I mean, we know we kind of started talking about it, but Delilah, you definitely need to share about when you went to go see Amanda Seales, because we didn't get to talk about that in February.
Yeah, absolutely. So last month I went to see Amanda Seales. She was at Caroline's. Super amazing. My first time seeing her in person. And she was just so freaking funny and down to earth. And I don't know if you guys follow her, but her Insta stories just be so, like, life inspiring. Like, I feel like she's the person that says out loud what we're all thinking.
She's like your homegirl from around the corner. Like, you know, like that girl that's always going to be honest with you. Like, that's what her videos
is the real. Like, she even says it, because now from this, like, I'm a super fan of her podcast called Small Doses, where she, like, takes a topic and she, like, breaks it down. And she says in one of the episodes, like, she's the friend that you go to when you want the real. Right. If you're not ready for the real, do not come to Amanda Seales.
If you want some sugar-coated shit, don't come to me.
At all. And I love that about her. Like, she is, the way she is on camera is the way she is off camera. And her jokes were a hit. And first of all, she is so confident in who she is. She is not here to entertain the bullshit.
Yeah.
And I just...
She's, like, evolved, you know?
She has really evolved.
Like, she's really evolved.
And
really
I was...
stepped into her own.
Yeah, she has. And she just wants to bring people along. And, like, she wants everybody to do better. So, with every purpose and like, project she's a part of or that she works on, is, like, very intentional in the sense of, like, I'm not over here selling my soul just to get a buck.
Right.
Like, she's doing things with a message, a purpose. She thinks about community, her people. And she be checking you guys, like, the fellas. Because she is, like, in this whole, not dating phase, but she's an older woman, 36. And she's come her share of fuckboys. And so she's here to teach the other girls, the younger girls, like, lessons of the game.
Right, like the big sister.
She's the big sis.
She's the big sis.
She's the big sis, for real. And me and Ayana have a couple of big sis. She's definitely
everybody's
big sis. Everybody's big sis. Whoever could teach me something, you're big sis. So yeah, this was not outdated in the sense, because we are in March, but I just felt like I needed to give Amanda a shout out. And she has sold out. She has sold out all her shows. She had like maybe 3 or 4 shows that 4-day tour that she had at Caroline's, and she sold them all out. She's doing big things. She's gonna be back on Insecure, so I love her character on there. And yeah, I just had to like big up a fellow, like, you know,
non corporate girl.
Yeah, exactly.
So shout out to Amanda, doing big things. So jumping into a hustle spirit, we kind of already touched about our like hiccups that we had.
But I think we need to go a little deeper.
Right.
But I'm not here for the shits.
Right. I mean, I don't even know where to begin though. Like, I felt like January we had a high. You know, we came back with season 2. We're doing this new format of bi-weekly. Mm-hmm. And then we had some kind of not like crap, but people had something to say about our bi-weekly episodes too. Like, why y'all only recording bi-weekly? Mm-hmm. Why
not
weekly?
So there was like a lot of things for us to like check in back with ourselves.
Yeah.
Because here is what our game plan and thought process was. Let's do bi-weekly to give the other 2 weeks in the month kind of for us to assess what, because, you know, we are part agency.
Right, like
so
our working sessions. Like, we need to do some work.
We need to do some work and, like, get these coins and
right.
secure these bags.
Right.
So, for those who understand what it takes to put a podcast together, it's very time consuming. Like, the podcast in itself, it's its own job.
Right.
So when we came like with the decision to do bi-weekly, it was with all intent and purposes to be more productive in other areas
right.
that we were clearly lacking in. And it was just like not gonna work. But here's the freaking kicker. This has been my
What's
friend.
The kicker. Share the kicker. Please.
The kicker is that when we're making all these plans, we just thinking about how they accommodate Ayana and Delilah. We ain't thinking about none of y'all, nobody else. Like, we was like, this is what works for us. And then God was like, nah.
No.
because
God will always tell us the truth.
He will always like check us, because what happened then was that we were trying to book guests, and we had like us, we was like, oh, would you mind coming to the show? And they was like, oh yeah, send a couple of dates. He was like, nah, just this. We only got this date available. It was only one date. So then we noticed how we got like pigeonholed.
Yeah, definitely.
Because we didn't have options, because we didn't plan for that. And it just goes to show like how that can be transferred into other things in life, where like you're so stuck on like a plan of sorts.
Yeah.
And then the plan doesn't go.
And it's like, and it's like all about like constantly reassessing. I feel like we're wish we have to as business people and entrepreneurs, right. But for us, like,
it's been
I felt,
a lot.
Yeah, like February was like a whole month of reassessing. Like nothing was working out. It was like, okay, well then what's gonna be the new plan for this? What's the new plan for that? So it was an eye opener.
Mm-hmm. Mind you, we were prepared in the sense that we had like our talks and conversations in December about how this was all gonna like it seemed great on paper,
like the planning, but the execution
and again
a little dicey.
I think another lesson to be learned is when you have to depend on people, because I remember creating my vision board and when I was creating the goals and I was speaking to them, one thing that was brought up was like, write down the goals that you accomplish, that you want to accomplish, that only rely on yourself. Mm-hmm. Because when you rely on other people to accomplish a goal, if they don't come through, then what happens to your goal? Mm-hmm. So this is exactly what happened to us. Like, we relied heavily on, like, we had a space and a situation set up. And, you know, it fell through for the other person in whatever capacity. But they were thinking about how to get their situation straight. Right. They weren't thinking about how it was going to affect us. And, like, we had to basically fend for ourselves.
And at the end of the day, it's all about managing expectations. Like, honestly, they don't have to think about us. We need to think about us. And we kind of slipped up in that area again. You know, it wasn't on purpose.
I don't think it was a slip up. It was more so that we had something, like, we checked something off the list.
We got, it was the comfortable thing.
We got comfortable. Yeah, we got comfortable. It was like, this is something we don't have to worry about. And because we have so many other things to worry about, it was relief in not having to worry about it.
And it was like, and it was also like a semi-long-term situation. It's not like, you know, we was just there for a week. We was there for months. So, you know, we thought we could check it off the list.
And
that was that.
God said no.
God said no. And, you know, also, like, we want to continue to do better. So, like, we're not, you guys know, everyone who's been rocking with us since episode one, that we haven't always had the best recording situations. And we, you know, we record through fucking hails. We record whenever.
Stoops. Remember Stoop sessions?
Stoop life. So, you know, but we've evolved from that. So we didn't want to go backwards. So, you know, we had to put a couple of things on hold until we was able to come through with some clear quality shit.
Exactly. And it's one of those things where it's like, you could be on top, but you get pulled right down to the bottom. And you still got to get it done, because then that means just got to start the climb all over.
Yo, honestly, being an entrepreneur is like a lesson in like resistance. You know, because it's like you are constantly like getting hit with stuff, and like, how are you gonna like resisting that outside temptation, resisting like just the feeling of defeat, and just trying to push through all that? It's like almost like a Nike commercial.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying?
No, it's true. And see, a part of that too is because money make moves.
Oh yeah, money.
So we're coming from like being resourceful with a lack of resources. So that is part of the issue too. When you have like the money, like money talks.
Yeah.
But it can be defeating when you really trying to come up with different ways to like make things happen.
Yeah.
But we've been pushing right on through.
Yeah, you know, I mean, as crazy as February was, I am proud of us though, because there were a lot of times that we could just been like, forget this, and I'm just like let it fall off the rails, because we all know things fall to the wayside in our lives. But you know, we haven't, and we've just been really just trying to like continue to figure out how to do better and make our situation work for us. So I'm proud of us.
Absolutely. And we have some gems that came up for us in February, which was our Snails Relaxation Lounge.
Oh my god,
during New York Fashion Week. That was really awesome.
Shout out to Lori.
Yes, Lori from Snails. Snails is an app where you can book
manicures
and different beauty beauty services. Related services. Yeah, that's what I was trying
yeah. to. Yeah, and Lori was dope, and we was able to shout out to Flying Solo. They mm-hmm. had a really dope like wrap up New York Fashion Week event. Mm-hmm. Delilah and I, for the first time, we got to do like some live interviewing.
Mm-hmm. We took over the Snails Instagram Insta story. Yeah, we did like Instagram Live, and just met a group of dope people. And everybody who approached us or we got to chat with was all for non-corporate girls. It like re-solidifies like that we are speaking to a specific group of people that yeah. feel exactly the same way we feel.
Yeah, like our audience is there.
They really are, and they are all about it. Like, they were asking us for our shirts and
we
stuff.
I was gonna say we even had some merch. Yeah, we had our merch, our shirts that we're constantly vetting and trying to figure out how to get good quality t-shirts, but everyone was really feeling our little merch.
They sure was. And to speak of that, we, you know, when we decided to get the shirts for this event specifically, because me and Ayana wanted to be coordinated and whatnot, we went through this whole like, we have so many cool ideas for the merch that we want. Yeah. We had like a real good brainstorming session.
Yeah.
We were sending like prints to each other and like graphics
right.
of what would go on the shirts.
Mm-hmm.
But the process of getting this to like come to fruition.
Sourcing
oh
sucks.
Oh my God. Like, for the people who do it, like,
it
God
sucks.
Bless. It's
yeah.
a whole other animal, and it's a humbling experience.
Yeah.
But once you find that sweet spot, for us, we know it's going to be lit.
It's
just
lit.
Making sure that it comes from a place of quality, that we always have that access. And yeah, we want to make sure that whatever we come out the gate with mm-hmm. is like worth trying to sell.
Right. And just a quick sidebar with that, we are also looking for a graphic person to help mm-hmm. us with our merchandising. So if you guys know of anyone, send them our way, you know, at Not Corporate Girls on Instagram, notcorporategirls@gmail.com.
Correct. And also, another gen that happened in February at the Snails event was our first interview with Celeb Talk New York.
Yeah, shout out to Natasha, who was dope as fuck.
She was super dope. And, like, when I tell you she put the battery in our back,
she gave us life.
She was, like, our cheerleader we didn't know we had. Like,
right.
She was like, oh, my God, I need to know. Why did I know about
Non-Corporate
Girls? She was on it, followed our pages right there, like, interviewed us on the spot.
It was amazing.
Her energy was brilliant. Like,
it was really amazing. Definitely visit Celeb New York Instagram to check out our snippet that we have, and I'm sure at some point we'll be posting it on our Corporate Girls too, so you can see some snippets there.
Or speaking of which, we will be posting well, not posting, but sending out our newsletter.
Yes, our
so
newsletter.
So that video will probably be in there too.
Coming soon to an inbox near you.
Yes, coming soon. So that's part of our like other evolving branding rollout. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So that's going to be fun.
And then something that's in the works is NCG pop-up series, which we are so over the moon excited for. We've been working on this for a while.
Mm-hmm.
We just kind of want to take our audio podcast and make it a live experience and bring other women involved. So more details on that soon, but just keep your April clear.
Yes, keep your April clear. Pay attention to our Instagram, because we'll be putting all information on there. And also, yeah, get excited, because this is going to be really...
like, get excited.
Just get excited.
I love that. Oh, my God. That's something. We should do that. Get excited.
Get excited.
Get excited.
And also, Ayana, tell me about Mimi at the Notepad.
Oh, yeah. So, for you guys who don't know, I just had my first event for the year, Mimi at the Notepad from Meet Me series, last week.
So, the ending of February.
Yeah.
Talking about a sucky February, this sounds like a magnificent February the way we're putting it. They're probably like, need to get over yourselves.
And that's okay. Maybe we do. But we could still talk about it.
We sure can.
We could still put it out there, because we want you guys to know the struggles that we endure all the time.
It'd be like roller coasters of emotions.
Heavy, though. Like, on a day-to-day.
Like, you know that first drop when you get to the top? Like, think about that drop constantly happening throughout.
And I hate roller coasters. So
and
this
I love
definitely is not a ride I want to be on.
For me, this is a rush. It's like, because I'm such an unstable. Why is that unstable? I'm an unstable person in the sense where, like, just a lot of things be happening. So there's certain people that don't know how to operate in the calmness. Like, I need a little bit of feather ruffling just to, like, check me. I don't know. Keep me on my toes.
Feather ruffling. But, yeah, so anyway, Meet Me at the Notepad was dope. Shout out to Hardeep Gill. She is a self-published author. She did a poetry book, and she's one of my dear friends. We collaborated on an event. It was the first event that was co-ed, so we had men there, which was cool. Interesting Meet Me experience. But the night itself was very inspiring because a lot of people, poetry is such a healing thing, and a lot of people feel like, oh, I don't know how to write a poem and all this stuff. And it's just like, you can write a poem in 20 words or less and have an impact, and it will, like, change the world, and you don't even know it. Mm-hmm. And it starts with yourself. And that's really what this book did for her. It was wonderful. Shout out to Calliope for letting us use their venue. And we do hope to do more events that are co-ed in the future. Not a whole lot, but more.
Right, that is awesome. And I unfortunately missed it, but I made Ayana send me, like, all the posts and everything because I wanted to feel like I was there. It was one of those events where it's like, you want to know what's going on in the events, and, like, people, I guess, were, like, so consumed and into the event that they weren't posting and stuff. And yeah. I felt like an outsider.
It was like a poetry open mic, very like intimate, very cool. You would have appreciated that. But
I'm sorry, we have so much. But wait, on another hustler spirit.
Yes.
So M3 Glam, which is my other side, you know,
brand,
turned 8 on March 3rd. So we're 8 years old. I'm excited, but also it has been dormant, and I have wanted to revive and, like, be consistent until now. But another kicker, we're gonna rebrand.
Are you going to take this year to how?
Yeah, like, okay. In the next 6 months, we're branding. I don't even think it's going to be called M3 Glam anymore.
What are you thinking? Okay, we're going to take this off.
We're going to take it off, but I just wanted to share that and put that out there because this is all part of the journey. And I'm super hype because I already got a name for it.
Okay.
So I'll tell Ayana.
But I'm so excited. I've been trying to tell her that she needs to do something for M3 forever.
And I want to. So for me, I understand the whole concept of M3 Glam and what it, like, you know, started from. But, like, there's something about it that I feel like it's not resonating with the people and with the audience. So it's like, the content is great, what it stands for is great, but there's another way it needs to be received. Mm-hmm. And so that's what I'm working
on.
Reevaluation. Yeah.
Did you notice that you have M3, I have Meet Me, they're both M's.
That is so
And then
funny.
We have N.
N. M and M. N M.
I'm done. Okay. Moving right along.
So, off the record.
Yeah.
I mean, we have something else. Should we speak on it? I'm like,
that was like a deep sigh, right? It was like a real concentrated.
It was, you know, what's the issue here? The issue is we have, like, a lot of content in these 2 months, in this whole, like, life happens fast.
It does.
And so when me and Ayana was, like, speaking about, mind you, we've been trying, every time we were supposed to record, we had a whole other episode planned. So this was not the episode, like, that we had planned for February. So we was just trying to see, like, what made sense that we should bring up and what was, like, relevant to today. So I guess I'll touch on this lightly. So I had seen on Hot 97, they do interviews on their YouTube, and they had the team from Henny Palooza. Henny Palooza is no longer, and they now are rebranded, and they're called Duce Palooza. And, you know, they were a grassroots or company that started off of just, like, kicking it with your friends, and it grew into something bigger. And they were, you know, the money that was coming out of pocket amongst the team was for, like, the Henny bottles, because the whole theme was, like, Henny was the drink of choice for the party, good music, dancing, a good time, no, like, bottle service. It was like bringing back an organic way of partying. Mm-hmm. And so they did countless amount of events for, like, the last 5 years. And Hennessy brand did not even want to try to take a meeting with them. Like, they were not in support of this movement. So, mind you, they'll be here promoting Hennessy for free, spending their money on Hennessy, and like Hennessy wasn't trying to fuck with them. So I don't know in what conversations or who knew whatever, there was like, you know, certain people had certain contacts in the industry. Long story short, it got back to Roc Nation, and now they're officially affiliated with Roc Nation.
That's dope.
They get the liquor provided, Douce, and like they're on a way bigger scale. Like, I think they have like a partnership with Tidal. But I'm sharing this all to say that when you believe in something and you work hard at it, like, and really money isn't the motive, and you're like genuinely doing something because you see the growth and the potential it has, mm-hmm. like these men stuck at it, and yeah. look at what the opportunity presented. And it wasn't something that they went looking for. Like, people came looking for them.
Right.
Because they knew what they were capable of creating.
And that patience, 5 years.
Five years.
Like,
and not once did they, like, feel like, oh, let's stop, whatever. Granted, these are ticketed events. But still, there were expenses and overhead costs. Because over the years, for those people who have been to Hennypalooza, know that as it grew, they had bigger venues, mm-hmm. bigger, like, artists that participated.
And we both know events are, as event producers
and the whole production,
it is
scale,
expensive.
And venue scouting and just getting permits for stuff is, like, a lot. But in all sense, like, it's just so applicable, like, to other, like, businesses or other yeah. people who are, like, just starting from the bottom or, like, doing something. And you know what it could become. Like, don't let other people make you think otherwise.
That's like my quote.
What?
My quote from yesterday that I say, because I'm trying to like rebrand my Instagram.
Okay.
So this is my quote from yesterday. It was, trust that I know what I'm doing, even though you may not understand it or see my vision.
Mm.
And that's something that I got, that we took from our first guest, Julian. Yeah. Do you remember that?
Yes.
When we had this whole conversation. But it has been like top of mind and resonated with me. But it's really true though. Like, there's so many people that are kind of like, they don't understand this. They don't understand what mm-hmm. we do, or like family and like friends who just have like corporate jobs, and they're like, they have a set system, they know where their life is going. You know, we don't know what's happening. Every day is different. And I'm just like, I'm tired of people telling me like, oh, you're an entrepreneur, or what is that, like, what do you do, or like mm-hmm. you know, where's the money, or like, how are you like doing this? It's just like, trust that I know what I'm doing.
Mm-hmm.
It may not make sense, you may not get me, but just trust that I got this.
Exactly. And because the money eventually will come. I mean, any successful person that you have hear their story, the money came after.
Yeah.
Like, if you solely searching for the money, I think you might as well stop while you're ahead.
It's like with anything, though, mm-hmm. even like being an artist,
mm-hmm.
like it took like Alicia Keys, Kanye West, like how long before they actually got their big break?
Mm-hmm.
It has to be a passion. You have to, it has to be something yeah. that's coming from the heart.
It really does take 10 years to make an overnight success.
Oh my God. You know, that's our thing, our quote.
Yep. Forever.
Anyway, jumping into Off the Record,
mm-hmm.
we actually have two groups of women to talk about,
yeah,
right?
And resources that you guys need to tap into, because
yes.
we found them super amazing. Ayana will speak to one.
Yeah, so I don't know if you guys have heard, but Fashion Techs Connects is this new site that's kind of like a hiring platform for interns looking to do work in companies that are fashion tech companies. And this was started by these two women who are Black, which is really dope. And they have a lot of knowledge and experience in their field and what they do. And I specifically really like, I specifically know one of them. I mean, I don't know her, but you know, I'm kind of like a stalker, but not really, but I be connecting with people. So I've connected with Stacey Henderson, and she's really dope. And she used to be the marketing VP for Gucci. No. Yeah, Gucci, I think, I want to say. So anyway, her and the CMO of Farfetch, the brand,
mm-hmm.
they have collaborated for Fashion Techs Connect. So definitely, if you know any college students, women of color, this is targeted to them. If they are interested in doing an internship in the fashion tech space, this would be a good platform for them. So I thought it was dope to share.
And mine is a platform as well, and it's called Grind Groups. It's grindgroups.com, and they're also grindgroups on Instagram, and they are a group for women creators and entrepreneurs of color. So the way they operate, it is a subscription base. You do have to pay a monthly fee. I think it's pretty affordable and something that you can do has like goal oriented. Right. So like once you complete your goal, then you can like no longer subscribe or whatever, and then enlist. So the way it works is you pay the monthly fee, and for 30 days, you have morning meetups. And the morning meetups are conversations that you have via, I think it's video conference or like phone conference. And you're speaking with the people that are in your, like, let's say cohort, to say the least. And every morning, the calls you can choose from as early as 5:30 in the morning to, I think, 8:30 in the morning. And they're daily calls. And the calls are like literal check-ins from people to see if you're doing what you said you were going to do to accomplish your goals.
So, like, accountability partners in a group.
In a group. And it's just like something like the, like there's a whole system of how,
yeah, the concept is, it's actually really interesting. I mean,
it's,
I feel like
I want to give it a try.
I feel like it's things that we all have done, but they kind of were able to streamline it. Yeah, and just make it more cohesive, I guess.
Yeah.
But to have a group of accountability partners is a pretty strong thing.
Yeah, and the person who put it together, her name is Dosie, I believe. She has the company called the6of7.com, and in her previous job, she managed a marketing for consulting company. She launched 2 membership sites, and she was the scrum master, basically a project manager, for the launch of a software called Club Reduce. She went to school for law and business, but loves to learn. She's disciplined, executes, and loves sharing her resourcefulness with brown women. She also had a 6-figure marketing agency for doctors. So she understands like all these different industry and concepts of how, I guess, she's noticed where there was like a void in, you know.
Yeah, which, and there is. There definitely is.
Yeah, you guys should definitely look into it. Grind groups.
I'm like, I feel like, total sidebar, I feel like I don't know where Stacey used to work. Maybe it was Versace. Sorry.
It was one of a luxury.
It was, I know, I should have said that right. Yeah,
you know that we be off on facts over here sometimes, but we always tell you to do your Googles. So don't be blaming non-corporate girls.
On that note.
Yep.
In honor of International Women's Day, we felt it only right that our hashtag obsessed with for the week was the incomparable Michelle Obama.
Woo! We have to clap it up for M.O. because although she's no longer our floaters, she is
out. She'll always be our floaters.
Yeah, she always will be. But I'm saying, like, she be out in these community streets.
Yo, so we're really excited about her book coming out. Oh my God.
It's called Becoming.
Yes. I'm so freaking excited about her book. Her memoir is going to be really dope. You know, because, you know, her previous books, you know, she's put a book out or so. But this book is post the White House. So it's going to be really interesting to see, like, the format, the language, what she's choosing to share. You know, just kind of getting in her world. I will be buying this book.
Yeah, me too. And also, I think it's just so awesome that although she's no longer in the White House, she still has a presence. First of all, everybody's checking for her because people miss her and love her and they just miss being able to see her in that regard. But she has not gone MIA on us. She's still, you know, very philanthropic and doing all her causes. And
she is living her best life. Yes, okay, like is. I can't even express. Every time I see a photo of her, I'm just like, Michelle.
She's always so like classy and sassy.
Living her best life. Even in a bathing suit, she'd be classy and living her best. I can't. I'm just super excited. So obviously Michelle Obama really needs no introduction. She is amazing and she's like a standard of what women aspire to be. So we're just really excited that we get to feature her today and get her book, guys. It comes out in November, I believe. I mean, it's a while, but you know, keep it on your list.
Yes, for sure. And that's how we're obsessed with. We're gonna have 3 more, obviously, for the rest of the month, and all of them are gonna be like, you know, powerful women because it's Women's History Month, and so we want to really acknowledge the women who have paved the way for us to be here. Because a lot of the women that we do choose are, like, younger boss babes that we're, right. like, aligned with. Right. We see them almost even as peers.
Right.
But these women, specifically for this month, they are above the stratosphere.
And, like, beyond. And beyond. And I have a thought, too, for next week. But that's I'll tell you that later.
It gets better.
But we had to start off with the queen. So, sure, you did. Know. So, that's Michelle Obama. And we are about to come to a close. But before we do, we have to jump into Let's Talk About It. Because Delilah and I kind of want to dig a little deeper into mm-hmm. our campaign for the month, which is Set the Bar Higher.
Yes.
So, first of all, as mentioned, please, if you have not already done so, submit a video, 30 seconds. It doesn't take long. Mm-hmm. And just really reflect and think about how you set the bar higher for yourself and your life in whatever aspect that is, mm-hmm. And share with us.
Yes, and if there's a woman that you feel needs to answer this question, share it with her too. Like, we want to hear from as many women as possible because we feel that people, this is a way for us to share your story.
Yeah.
Like, we want you to feel inspired, but we want you to be able to inspire others. And just from watching what you guys say, it, like, pours into us as well.
And it's been the videos we've received so far are so incredible.
They are.
Like, I mean, I'm just looking at these women like, yes, come through. Like, the fact that you're able to, like, articulate.
Yes.
Why you feel you set the bar high, I'm here for it.
I am here for it. And then let me tell you, some of the people are people that I've worked with. Some of them I know. Some of them I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
And it just, for the ones that I know, which are several, it's just an awesome reminder to know mm-hmm. I'm surrounded by some dope-ass women.
Yeah.
So I want to keep that dopeness in my circle. I always want to bring positivity. And on my M3 Glam page, I think it was yesterday's post, was just I had put up some crystals because I think I want to go into crystals.
I saw that was such a good post.
Thank you. And my post was like, just be aware of the energy you bring into mm-hmm. a room. Like,
so true.
Leave it better than when you got there, and be able to, like, have people yearn for you to occupy that space again, because
yeah.
you bring such a vibe that's positive, inspiring.
Like, be a light, man.
And sometimes it's hard to find the light within ourselves, but I guarantee you that on your worst days, if you do something nice, or, like, be there for someone because you can't, like, be there for yourself.
Yeah.
It is so rewarding.
It really is. I mean, it's really about just, like, being authentic, you know mm-hmm. what I mean? And putting out that good energy that you would hope that people would give to you. And obviously everyone won't, but you can't control other people. You can only control yourself.
And you got to be the change you want to see in this world.
You have an agent for change. So that was the thing that stood out to me in my video of how I set the bar higher, because my factor in life is to be an agent for change, but not only for others, for myself. Like, mm-hmm. just making sure that I'm better than how I was yesterday. And you already know I'm a hot mess, but I'm better than I was yesterday.
And to that point, mine was, it's not about perfection, it's about progress. And
progress.
So, like, I'm perfection in my own right.
Yes.
And you can be in progress and a work of art at the same damn time.
Absolutely. Oh my God, that we should do that something with that too. Absolutely.
Ayana's having all these sidebars and I am all the way here for it. I just hope she remembers that shit. So jot it down, because we are the idea queens. I'm telling you, ideas out the woodwork. And then we'd be like, what was it that we was talking about?
But I just want you guys to know, when we get our show at some point, we're gonna reference that we were idea queens.
Yeah, we are. But it was so, like, refreshing to be back in this realm, recording, catching up.
So exciting.
Although me and Ayana, like, speak all the time, like, there's a certain vibe when we're recording the podcast that's
yeah.
like we're catching up.
Yeah, it's, like, so different. It's just so interesting. Like, I really wish, and I'm putting this out there, so if anyone has a platform, anything that you would like me and Delilah to come and talk on, let mm-hmm. us know. But I find it always interesting when co-partners mm-hmm. are working together, because it's such an interesting dynamic, you know. Mm-hmm. And sometimes it's like, most times I'm like, I don't know how I could do this by myself. And it's really not that I don't know how I could, because I know I could. We both have our own brands. We know we could. But it's, I don't want to do this by myself.
I don't either. And you know what's so crazy that you say that? Because with M3 Glam, I have that by myself. But it's so much easier wanting to pour into non-corporate girls because I have a support. Yeah. Like, everything that happens in M3Glam is just me, myself, and I. And, like, sometimes I'm not inspired. Like, here, like, we almost always have opposite off days. So if we're not, we're almost never down at the same time.
Because that would be horrible.
I got Monday, Tuesday, I got Wednesday, Thursday. Okay. Like, let me be. But we usually picking each other up. And so when you, and that's why I kind of hate the word entrepreneurship. I was listening to other podcasts because all the negatives that come with entrepreneurship that people don't even like want to call themselves that. And I'm like, you okay with like being in solidarity? You're okay with like making all these choices by yourself or like, you know, for lack of a better word, suffering? Because I feel like entrepreneurship could be a suffering of some sort. Oh, no.
My cousin who owns her hair salon says all the time that entrepreneurs are people who are insane.
Yeah.
It's like, they put themselves through this.
Yes. And I'm just not here for it. First of all, you guys need to listen to a podcast, My Leak with Debbie Brown.
Oh.
That episode, I had sent it to you.
I know you did.
It is so good. Like, she breaks down the whole entrepreneur because when we say non-corporate girls, we always make sure. And I mean, ultimately, it would say it on its own, but we always make it a point and disclaimer that we're not against the 9-to-5.
Right.
And a lot of people have been lately, like, shunning people who do work a 9-to-5. Honestly, if everybody was an entrepreneur, like, the people that work 9-to-5s make the world fucking go round.
Right.
Like, we need
that. Like, they're consistent. We need that money coming in. We need their consistency. Yep.
And I will be the first to say, because Debbie Brown said it, but I already thought it. And there was a lot of times, even with this whole non-corporate girls thing, that I honestly hate being an entrepreneur because for me, it was not a decision that I willingly wanted to make. It was like out of survival because I really didn't get the opportunities I wanted. Mm-hmm. So I always got the advice of like, if a door is not opening for you, you got to open that door. You got to create your own opportunity.
Right.
So that was like the point of, you know, creating our own like
platform
and doing things because we felt like we wasn't given the chance. And I always remember being told that you have to work for the, like, you know, dress for the job you want, not the job you have. So it's like, if I'm saying I want to, because I still have dreams of being like a producer and like video editing and all of that, but I haven't fucking edited videos. So where am I going? Right? Like, who's going to hire me? And it's like a self-reflection of like, I should be already doing that work. I shouldn't wait to get the job to do that work. Ayana, yes, you have been. She's like over here ad-libbing like, I told you that. And I was like, you have. And it was just a full circle. Right. Listen to that
reflection moment. But you know, it's always like, it's always an interesting thing because you never want to be an entrepreneur. I wouldn't say I wanted to be an entrepreneur, but I always knew that I would be an entrepreneur because I just don't fit into a structure.
Mm-hmm,
and in corporate America, that's kind of what it is, a structure. Mm-hmm. And I just don't fit in. And everybody in my life knows that I've tried lots and lots of times. And they're like, even my therapist is like, stop trying to work.
We know it doesn't. And you try 6 times. So
it's like, it's hard, but to Delilah's point though, like, entrepreneurs are crazy and it does have a negative connotation, but I think that that's why, I mean, I know she agrees, but this is why non-corporate is such a great process because it really is where the 9-to-5 and 5-to-9 meet.
Because like, that's what we want to merge and bridge that gap because we should be able to, and I feel like your 9-to-5 should pour into your creative dream of whatever that may be in some capacity. And all the times we're not lucky to find that, but if you don't find that there because, you know, bills do need to get paid, we want your side thing to be just as important and not treat it like a side thing.
Exactly. I mean, and everything in this due time, right? Mm-hmm. Everyone has their own time frame. But I think the important thing to realize is that whether you're a 9-to-5 into your 5-to-9 or you have one or the other, the whole goal and platform for non-corporate girls is creating the life that you want, whatever that looks like to you. So if you decide that you want a 9-to-5 and you want to have your side hustle as well, then you get to do that. You get to do whatever you want to do. And that's what we're constantly trying to do, what we want to do.
Okay. So, I didn't know what to say after
two snaps to that. So on that note, unfortunately, we gotta wrap up. We gotta go.
We've been talking a lot, but I just felt like I needed to get this all out.
I mean, this is great. I'm so excited. Like,
we're back.
We are back. So just so you guys know, the lay of the land, our next episode will be coming out at the end of the month, and we'll have a guest for you. So that will be exciting. You know, we got to wrap up Women's History Month with a woman.
For sure. And remember, our episodes launch on Mondays in the morning. So be, checking for that. Yeah. Follow us on Instagram at @noncorporategirls. Email us. Like, let's talk about it. Yeah. What do you want us to talk about? So shoot us an email.
And make sure you like, comment, share, download, okay? Do whatever to help us get Non-Corporate Girls to where we know it can be.
And because the more we do, the more we can do for you.
Facts. And on that note, we're out.